Okay, today is Daf Kuf Chaf Beis. We're on Kuf Chaf Aleph from the Beis, second line from the bottom. Today's Shir by the two dots, which says in Yehuda Omer. Today's Shir is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Das, Kulu, Nishmat Gov, and Tzvi, Ben Dov Mordechai, who's your said it's today, Shem Shem and Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Akiva and Ahuva Silver, Lulu Nishmat, Binyamin, Ben Mordechai. And it's also sponsored for Shalem, of course, Shoshana Basket, Basketball, and Devorah. Okay, so. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, halal. So, Rabbi Yehuda said that the halal, if it's in one place, if it has the kedayis in one place, then it's chayiv because of nevela. We really, this gemara we really did yesterday. And Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, "Vehu shekinso." That's where you gather it yourself, right? But if it got gathered by itself, or if the kids gathered it, right? Then Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Tanakama. That's not considered a vela, and you're not chayav for it, right? Why? Because it's bottle, and it's not any more than a vela. That we did yesterday. This is new. The Amar Rav Huna, and Rav Huna said, Shnei chatzoi zeitzim, two half of kedayises of basar nevela, sheyeshnan al gabe or, which is on the leather, which is on the hide, ha'or mivatlan. The or is mivatalit. Why is the or mivatalit? The or is mivatal the midin basar, and therefore there's no nevela. Does that make sense? Well, how does that make sense? Yep. Exactly. When I'm skinning, I'm taking off the skin, the hide of the animal. So the piece of meat here, piece of meat there, that doesn't count. And if they'll add up to a kizayah. As long as there's not one piece of kizayah right here, it doesn't count. Why? Like Mati said, you always have a strand here, a mashu here, a mashu there. Yeah, you can take all the mashus, it'll add up to a kizayah. Exactly, it'll add up to a kizayah. That doesn't, the skin is mavato the basa. The hide itself is mavato the basa. Okay? Which actually makes sense. Now, the Gemara asks, Aliba Daman, according to who does this go like? Well, now, what does that mean? Let's look at Rashi. If Rashi explains, if Luksa, the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Bepirkin. We're going to have a machloket between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva in 2 days. The Masnason, Diktani. Hayu Olav Shnei Chatzei Zeitzim. If you have two halves of the Kedayis, so, Metamin Bemasa, Shnei Chatzei Zeitzim, Metame B'Masa, two halves of a Kedayis are Metame if you carry it. Why? Because at the end of the day, I carried a Kedayis. I, they're in two different places, right? I have one over here and one over there. But so what? I carried a Kedayis, a bus, so it's a Metame. However, Sharei Nasa Kedayis Nevela. They Metame B'Maga. You're not Metame B'Maga, the Ein Nogea V'Chodze Nogea. How are you going to touch both at the same time? It's not possible. In other words, that din, there's no tumah for touching it. Why? Because each piece is too small. How they combine it? However, for carrying, of course they combine. Says Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo b'maga v'lo b'masa. No, they don't combine no matter what. They don't combine no matter what. Alma, what do you see from here? Rabbi Shmuel, lo mevatel ar. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't happen. Rabbi Huna just made a thing. That what? According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the alal can combine, but the hide will undo that. Right? Why? Because I know that's the normal thing. Of course, yeah, if that's in the kedayis, of course the hide is going to undo the alal. Right? Now, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold like that. Rabbi Shmuel says, well, you're chayef for carrying it. Chayef for Thomas carrying. Right? And according to Rabbi Akiva, it of course is mevatel. Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold to him at all if that's in the kedayis. So, Aliba Daman, who does Rav Huna say his din in Rabbi Yehuda according to who? Aliba Rabbi Shmuel, if it's according to Rabbi Shmuel, Ha'amar, Loma Batalar. That's not true. It's not even true. Why is it not true? Because the Chayef is carrying it. How can we not Chayef touching it? That's a technicality. It's too small. But the Chayef is carrying it, so the whole thing doesn't make sense according to Rabbi Shmuel. And Aliba Rabbi Akiva, Pshita. That's obvious. I'm a Mavatalar. Rabbi Akiva holds not to him at all. So Rehuda starts to daf with Rehuda has a big chiddush. It's not a chiddush at all. First of all, according to Rishmael, it's not even true. And according to Rikiva, it's not a chiddush. So the Gemara answers, La'olam aliva de Rishmael. Really, it's a Rishmael. Now, V'chi amr Rishmael lo mavatal or, when did Rabbi Shmuel say that the you could be chayef for carrying tumah, even though it's not a kezayis, if it adds up to a kezayis? When did he say that? Hani mili sheplas also chayef. That's only if the animal was attacked by a dog or by a wolf. Then you have pieces of flesh. Why should it not be tumah? Why should it not be tumah? Aval paltaso sakin. But if you're skinning the animal, then bustle. Then of course he agrees with that. Why? Because as we start off, as Mati said, that's the normal procedure where you skin an animal. You take off the hide, so there's this piece here and there, that doesn't count. The hide itself is mavatalin. But Rishmael only said it's din by when an animal attacks the animal. So when an animal attacks the animal, that flesh is mitzvah. And it's mevela, dead, mevela, and of course it's going to be mitame. Right? When you skin the animal, there's a piece here and there. That's not, it's a Rishmael agreed. Now, is that even true? Because Tashma, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Ha'alal ha'muchnas, that when the halal is gathered in one place, in Yesh Kedayat Mabdom Echa Chayavin Allah. Right? From Rav Huna, Fuhu, Shenichtasu, Shekansu. You did it yourself. Right? You did it yourself. How do you do it yourself? With an eye. He armor bishloma, paltoso sakin, where we shmol nami lo bottle. If. One second. He armor bishloma, paltoso sakin, where we shmol nami lo bottle. This makes a lot of sense. If Rabbi Shmuel would attack a hole, that if you skin an animal with a knife, that it doesn't become bottle, right? Then Rav Huna, the Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Huna could agree with Rabbi Shmuel. Right? Does that make sense? It does make sense. Why does that make sense? Because Rav Yehuda said that if the halal is all combined, you did it yourself, it's tumah. Rav Huna comes along, but not on the hide. Now, if Rabbi Shmuel holds that the hide doesn't become basal, then they could all hold like Rabbi Shmuel. Ella, I amrit paltaso sakin, but if the hide, Rabbi Shmuel basal, but if the skinning of the animal, even Rabbi Shmuel would agree, saves the meat, then Rav Huna, Dharma Kaman, who's Rav Huna hola? Rav Huna said, right, that Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a kezayis basar originally it was a kezayis. The whole animal's a fat animal. Now you skin it, and there's different pieces over here. He holds that Rav Huna Dama Kaman. Who does Rav Huna hold like? In other words, who does Rabbi Yehuda hold like? Why? What? So, we had a question. The question was that Rav Huna said, back up, this is the only hard part of the Seita. Rav Huna said, that the hide will save the animal. Right? The hide will save tumah. Rav Yehuda said, if you gather all the meat, it adds up to a kezayis, it's mevela. Rav Huna said, no, but the hide will save it. So we asked, who did that go like? That sure could be Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, there is no tumah. And we said, it can't be Rabbi Shmuel, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, the hide doesn't save. Why? You're chayav for carrying it. Chayav in the tumah for carrying it. So who was it called like? Because it's called Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said the hide doesn't save. Well, the hide doesn't save by an animal, but it saves by a knife. Right? That's what we said. So we said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That was our answer. I said, wait a minute. Then we said, is that even true? Tashma. Is that even true? Now, Rav Huna said, this is the key, Rav Huna said that according to Rav Yehuda, the din of the halal only applies if you gather it yourself. But if your neighbor's kid did it, it doesn't count. Why? Because it holds the kavana element. We said yesterday, Rashi doesn't count. Kavana, right? Remember we said it yesterday? There's a kavana element over here. You have to want the meat. You have to want to make the tumah. You have to want the nevela. So we said it yesterday, right? And Rav Huna interpreting Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna was interpreting Rav Yehuda. When Rav Yehuda said that the pieces of meat combined, that's only if you did it intentionally. Okay? That's very good. Now, what if you're skinning the animal? According to this, you're skinning the animal, and you have pieces of meat in a few places, less than a kizayis, but you have in mind that you want it to be tummy. What's going to be? It's going to be tummy. Why? That's a shita. Right? Skinning the animal, you have pieces of meat here, there, and everywhere, it adds up to a kizayis, you're tummy. Now, who said that? The answer is nobody said that. If you say that Rabbi Shmuel says you're chayim, even if it's skinned by the knife, that makes perfect sense. Rabbi Huda can hold Rabbi Shmuel. But we just said that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold like that. Who's Rabbi Huda holding like? Don't like nobody. That's the kasha. Right? Ei Rabbi Shlomo Plotzos Sakel Rabbi Shmuel Nami Lo Bato Who's Rabbi Shmuel Eliyahu Plotzos Sakel Rabbi Shmuel. Then bustle. Who does Huna hold like? Don't hold like. Why does anyone have to hold like anyone? Good question, I don't know. Rabbi Huda is a Tana himself. Why does he have to hold like Rabbi Shmuel? Doesn't have to. Or Rabbi Akiva, for that matter. Does anyone get that question? It's a hard question. So the Gemara answers like this. El olam batatazakim, Rabbi Shmuel lo bustle. Really? We have to take that back now. Really, according to Rabbi Shmuel, skinning with a knife, the hide will not save the animal. And therefore, if you carry it, you are going to be chayiv in tumah. Rav Huna d'amar Rabbi Akiva, and Rav Huna holds now like Rabbi Akiva, who said what? There's no tumah at all. So pshita, is that obvious? Now the same, I would have thought kikam Rabbi Akiva, tiny mili paltaso takin. That's only if the knife did it. Ava paltaso chaya lo batal. But if an animal did it, maybe this should be tumah. Kamash polan, no. Time of Rabbi Akiva. The reason Rabbi Akiva held there is no tumah, even if an animal did it, mitnesha or mavata, because the hide saves the meat. Lo shna pala chaya, lo shna pala takin. Doesn't make a difference how it happens. Kidiktani seifa, like the seifa said. But they Rabbi Akiva matayr or. Why is Rabbi Akiva matayr? Why is there no tumah for carrying this or mitnesha or mavatlon? Because the or is mavatlon any meat, even if an animal did it. Okay. That is that. Okay. Next, Elu Saarosehen Kibasron. There are some animals and human beings where the skin or the hide has the same din as the basar. Some animals like that. What are those? Those are the soft ones, right? If you have a hard lizard, if it's hard, impossible. We're not talking that. That's not basar, but soft animal, the hide has the same thing as the buffer. For example, or the first one on the list, or ha'adam, skin of a person, has the din of buffer. Right? Regarding what? We'll see in a minute regarding what. Or chazer shel yishuv, or the hide of a pig that lives in the yishuv. Not in the wild, not a wild pig, a domesticated pig. Even a wild pig. Why? Because how you can have machlokas in the seas. But he says that they're also soft. Or chateres shagamal haraka, the hide of the hump of a soft camel. Gemara will say what that means. Or harosh shal egel harak, the hide of a soft egel. The or haprasos, the hide of the hoof, which is near the hoof, the or beit haboshet, the hide, beit haboshet means the house of embarrassment, it's the place where the mother, it's the womb, basically, where an animal gives birth. Ba'ar ha-shalil, the hide of the fetus. Or shaltacha ta'alya, the hide underneath the tail. All these are very, very soft. So they have the same din as basar. Or ha-anaka. Now, in the Torah, there are eight shrutim that are mentioned. They're not shrutim, they're not bugs. They're small little weasel-like animals. We don't really know what they are. But, whatever they are, some we do know, whatever they are, ha'or ha'anaka, Rashi gives a lot word for every one of them. The Arsha will translate them? Not one. Ha'or ha'anaka, the R of the anaka, or the ha'koah, or the R of the koah, in Parshas Shmini, the Chizkuni says, Ein yodei amahu. I don't know what that is. He didn't know what it is, we're not going to know what it is. Or ha'koa, the halta'a, and the halta'a, and ha'chomet, and the chomet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, halta'a kicholda. The halta'a is like a cholda, that what? That is very, very kasha, and it doesn't count. And the Mepharshim say, the reason why he picked cholda is because it's the first one on the list there in the Shmoneh Shrutim. Now, I think the following line means like this. Kulan she'ibdan. If you worked on the hide, if you tanned that hide, right, so you skinned a cholda, right, not a cholda, a soft one, a koach, you skin it, whatever it is, you skin it, and you work on it. Oh, shehilech behen, right, or you made it into a playset, you made it into a mat, not a playset, a floor mat. Is that what it means? Shehilech behen? You're treading on it. Kidei avoda, to do work with it, right? Then, tahorim. It's tahor. Why is it tahor? It's not basar anymore. It's not basar anymore. Then it's not going to become tahor. Why? Not basar. Chutz me'or adam, except for a human being. If you make something out of the hide of a human being, it's still going to make you tummy. Very strange. Why we'll flush that out a little bit. What? Is it straight? You can make a high out of a human being? You can make a... Right, so unfortunate. So we'll get to it. No. Shmona Shratzim Yeshlem Oros. All eight Shratzim, all of them, have the din of Or, and they're not going to become Tami because of Bata. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri has the Shikha. Okay? Now, Amar Ula, Dvar Torah, Minat Torah, Or Ha'adam Tar. The height of a human being is Tar. That's Minatora. The skin, right. Umatam Amru Tomei. Why does it say Tomei? Zira, Shemiyasa Adam Oros of the Emo, Shetichim. Maybe a person's going to take the skin of his mother or his father and make something out of it, make some ornaments out of it. Right? Make some ornaments out of it. Now, you can't make, therefore, it will go to your tumba. Now, you can't make an ornament out of any human being. I would pick mother and father. You can't do that to anybody, right? Even if the guy you don't like. So why are you picking mother and father? For a few reasons. Some say, why would we pick mother and father? Because people would think, no, this is a way to commemorate them, have faith in for them. They constantly, right? That's what the Goyim do sometimes. They cremate and they put the bottle on the mantle, right? They can do the same thing. I'm not doing it to be avay. I'm doing just the opposite, to be sheva. We don't believe in that. That we don't believe in that at all. The Radvaz says a wild tshuva here. It's a tshuva where he says that the ancient had a practice that if you would make the hide of a human being, it would somehow with magic. It would help me be victorious in battle. Now, that's what Rav says the ancients believe. If you do that to yourself, if you would somehow have an ornament of yourself, it would make you victorious in battle. Now you can't make it. You can't make an ornament of yourself because you're still alive. What would they do? They would take their parents. Take their parents. Parents are a little bit part of themselves, right? They're a little bit of their parents. So they would take their parents and they would make ornaments out of it, and it would somehow be some kind of segula to be victorious in battle. So, says the Gemara, don't do that. Don't do that, right? That's why they were gozer. Asks Tosfos, the Midah. Wait a minute. What's going on here? You have to make a gzira. You have to make a gzira that the skin of a human being is tamei because people would do this to their parents. It's an itzadaraisa to be mevada a dead person. Right? What are they making a gzira for? It's an itzer to be mevada dead people. What? So that's one answer. One answer is the skin might not be usher. Skin might not be usher b'hana. Might not be. That's one answer. Right. That's the non-musher answer. The non-musher answer is because skin might not be usher b'hana. It's a whole machlokit there. How do we know that nesim are usher? It's a derishava from Miriam to Paraduma to Egla Rufa, whole Xerish of complicated, that might not apply to the skin. Tosfos gives a Musar answer. The Musar answer is, you know what the answer is going to be? The Musar answer is, because there are certain things that people don't care about. Right? You have to come up with another reason to stop people from doing it. People are not interested in that, of not being with Vaz and Nathan. They're not interested in that. Tumah, everyone's afraid of Tumah. Tumah, nobody wants to be in Tumah. So they made tumah, now people will stop. To this have been a Torah, people weren't impressed with that. It's so true, right? People will be
right.
Right. People will be dishonest, right? But they won't miss my Krishna. Right? That won't happen. Why? Because people pick and choose what they think is important. So old news. It's old news. Very old news. 2,000 years old news. People weren't impressed. It wasn't important to them. This is an issue to be about to make. Come on, I won't go near. Oh, so true. Right? Okay. Good? But no, it's not that. Because in their mind, they were doing it as a sheva. I'm not doing it to be about to my father, just the opposite. What do you think? I'm a cool person? Just the opposite. I'm doing it to remember him, to commemorate him. It's always going to be in my mind. It's always going to be in my mantelpiece. That's why I'm doing it. Chas v'shalom. The answer is it's still usher. So you know what? Emotion's not the best of them. Right? Oh, it's tumah. Oh, tumah I can't. Tumah, they made with them. Tumah, they're not going to do it. Right? It doesn't have to be such a terrible that people were rishayim. Right? They're emotional. Right? Okay. Ikit demasi la sefa. Others said that this din about ula, about the human being, was said regarding the sefa. So what do we say? That if you work it, the tumor goes away. Not a person. Amar ula dvar Torah. Really, are adam of the tar. Really, it's tar. Umatav amru tame. Why did they say tame? Gzira shemiyasa adam aris avin v'imo shtichim. Because somebody would do that to their parents. Man demachti la resha. If you hold it, that you hold from the first part, koshke nasefa. You certainly hold from the second part. Abel, but man demachti asefa. But if you hold from the second part, maybe avalaresha tamid tumah daraisa. It could be that it's really tumah daraisa. You don't have to hold it. Ulu said it's not daraisa. But you could hold it daraisa. If you work on it, it comes undone. The tumah becomes undone. Ulu said, but not midrabanan. Why? We don't want people doing this to their parents. Okay, next. For our chazir, we said the hide of a. So we said if it's soft, if it's a domesticated pig, then it's soft. And Yehuda said, no, even non-domesticated pigs. So my kibifugi, what are they arguing in? Marzav or high ishon, the high rachet. The Tanakh held domesticated pigs are soft, wild pigs are hard. Well, marzav or high nami rachet. No, even wild pigs are also soft. Some of that, one of the sort of man. What's this one doing in the Gemara? It's obvious. What else were they arguing about? And in the Gemara to tell me this, it's olive bait. It's in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said he said domesticated pigs. Comes Rabbi Yehuda. No, even wild ones. It's the same thing. What did my age just now? I don't know. Next, Archateres shall gamal haraka. The camel gamal haraka. How soft is a soft camel? Amar ula, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, kol zman shalotana. As long as it never held anything, right? So until a certain age, you don't put a camel born that day. You don't start loading up the camel. Right? It takes a while till it gets strong enough to be one of those that was. So at that point, till then, taka, it's soft. Once you start using it for a load, it becomes hard. So now, by Rabbi Yirmiya, classic Rabbi Yirmiya question. Higi azman aliton. It's old enough. But velotana. But you never did anything with it yet. Ma, what's the din? And boy, Rabbi Abaya, lo yigiyaz man alitzon, it's too young, but vatana. But you did it anyway. Ma, what's the din? Teku. Both of them are teku. Listen to the following story. Just two amazing Rish Lakish stories today. Yosef Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is sitting, coming by late, and he asks a question. Kama gamal haraka. How old is this soft camel? I read the Mishnah. I don't know. What does that mean, soft camel? Amalei Rav Yishmael Barav Abba. Hakam Rishuv and Levi. Calls Manchel Otana. As long as it doesn't have a load. Amalei Tiv Klikabli. Come sit next to me. He was so happy. Someone told him, shared a piece of Torah with him. He said, come sit next to me. Right? Now, contrast that with this story. Yosef from Zera. Zera was sitting. The coming by late. He had the same kasha. Kama gadol, kama gamal haraka. How big is, what age is a soft camel? A Malay, of Barachanina, Hachi Amar Ula, Amar Vishuv and Levi, calls Banchalotana, as long as it doesn't have a load. And Zera does not invite this person, Sir Bichanina, this Ravin, sit with him. So, Havi Ketani La, he said it again. He repeats himself. Amalei, so Rav Zera says, heard that already from you. Right? You're repeating yourself. You're the repeat. I heard that already. Right? End of story. That's the Gemara. Look at the Chachamim in Babel, Rav Zera. Look how he behaved. And look how in Eretz Yisrael, Rish Lakish, look how Rish Lakish behaved. What's going on here? No, he wasn't. He was in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Rish Lakish was a Tzakifi Eretz Yisrael. Right? Right? Rish Lakish, who's from Eretz Yisrael, who invite the Baal Nemer to come to next to him to give him covet. And from Zero, who's from Babel, even though Zero went to Eretz Yisrael, Rashi here said, he still had that Babel mentality in him. He doesn't treat him well. So, what's the shot over here? Those two. Right, so Rashi says, he's a chassid because he used to do a chesed and nefesh on himself. And what kind of person am I? He was such a chassid. And yet, doesn't treat the guy, doesn't invite him to come to next to him. He's such a chassid. He's an unbelievable person, Rav Zera. But still, he doesn't invite him. What? He has been sarcastic. Exactly. So what's pshat? So why did he tackle? So the Yavid says that the halacha is that when somebody teaches you Torah, it's a mission of Pirkei Avos. If someone teaches you Torah, you have to be mechabed them. So he taught him Torah. So Rish Lakish invites him to the mechabed him. Come sit up on the dais with me. So Rav Zera didn't think it. I don't know. He wasn't so impressed with it. He didn't give the covet to Ravin. So Ravin says, maybe he didn't hear what an unbelievable word I said. Let me say it again. Right? The guy who said this. He says, I heard you already. So I wasn't impressed. So the Chassam Sofer explained, because Rav Zera said, there's still a teku out here. There's still a teku. Rabbi Yirmi had a kasha, teku. Abaya had a kasha, teku. So you give me a half answer? I'm not chavid you for half an answer. You didn't give me an answer. I don't have an answer. Oh, you didn't resolve the teku. Said Rish Lakish, I don't care about teku. Give me Torah, you come to the next one. So the Gemara makes a comment. Look at Rish Lakish. Look how Rish Lakish behaves. Doesn't even have an answer. It's a half a story here. Right? We have a stock. Now we have two kashas. I don't have an answer. The Gemara takes it. Says Rish Lakish. It's fine. So I'm not going to die from a kasha, right? I have a kasha. I'm not going to. In the meantime, the guy gave me Torah. So I'm going to die and come to the next one. So the Gemara says, look at the difference. It's unbelievable. Gemara. Okay. In this one instance, what happened? Exactly. Vaharosh. Okay. Kama egel hara. How old is a soft egel that we said the head is soft? So, Ula Amar ben Shnaso. 1 year old. Rabbi Yochanan Amar calls manchionik. As long as it's nursing. Are they saying the same thing? Ibailahu. Hechi kama Ula ben Shnaso. When Ula said it's 1 year old, Behushionik, and it's also nursing. Vamalei Rabbi Yochanan calls manchionik. No. And Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm arguing on you on the year part, only if it's nursing. Odilma, maybe no. Ula ben Shnaso kama. Ula said 1 year old. Ben yonik, ben eni yonik. I don't care about nursing. 1 year old. Vamalei Rabbi Yochanan. Ben Shnaso, 1 year old. Behushionik, as long as it's nursing. Which one is it? Toshma, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, it said that Rabbi Yochanan adds on to Ula, calls man shione. Vimisa, and if it's true, that what? That Rabbi Yochanan was adding on to Ula, he should have said, v'hu shione, as long as it's being yone. Why? Ula said 1 year. He should have said, and by the way, it has to be yone. He didn't say that. He said, no, it has to have yone. Rebiolate. Shema mina, you see from here, that Ula required two things, yoneg and a year. I said, no, just yoneg. Okay. Boy Minei Rish Lakish, listen to this question. Boy Minei Rish Lakish, another Rish Lakish story. Boy Minei Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Or Haroshel Egel Harach, Mao Shiitma. What's the story with an Egel Harach? What's the story? Does it become Tame? Tosfos says, what's Rish Lakish asking? It's in the Mishnah. He says, look at Tosfos. Look at Tosfos, second Tosfos, or Harosh. Al Maisa Hayeshoel. It happened. It happened over there in Rish Lakish's house. Ha'eich Halacha. What's the Halacha of Yochanan? Masnis and Havi Yedua. Of course Rish Lakish knew the Mishnah. Kidaparech Minei Rav Yochanan Besameh. He's actually going to question Rav Yochanan about it right now. So 1 second. So that's what Tosfos said. This was a halacha lemaisa question that Rish Lakish had. He had a halacha lemaisa question. He goes to ask his colleague Rav Yochanan, Rav, what's the story? Right? He asked the Leib Aryeh, wait a minute. Why would Rav Yochanan is the one who holds from Sa Mishnah, generally. So why wouldn't, what's Rish Lakish's question? He wanted to know, do we hold like the Sa Mishnah? We don't have this anywhere else in Shas, where Rish Lakish says to Rav Yochanan, do we hold that Mishnah or not? We always hold like Mishnah. What's Rish Lakish's question? He doesn't really answer that question. It's a very good question. All of a sudden now, out of the blue, Rish Lakish asks, what's the story? So the Tosfos of Rush explains that Rish Lakish knew there's a brisa that argues on the Mishnah, which we're going to read in a minute, and he wanted to know, so do we hold it to the Mishnah or do we hold it to the brisa? Because Rabbi Yochanan is actually going to hold it to the brisa. He's going to hold it like a Dat Yochanan against the Mishnah. And Rish Lakish knew all that. So he wanted to know what Rabbi Yochanan really held. Right. So ask the Halicha Tzolah, wait a minute. This was after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Rish Lakish had a halacha l'maisa shayla about tumah? What's this? But Tosfos says it happened in my house. The Edel Hara, and somebody touched it. It died. And someone touched it. But they did a busser or not. Not tumah anymore. Exactly. So what do you mean halacha l'maisa? What kind of question is that? Halacha l'maisa? Not kashrus yet, Shabbos yet, midah yet, right? B'nai chavero yet. What kind of question is it? Right? The Tosfos says, Al-maisa hoya. Well, the maisa that happened, the result is in house. What kind of maisa is that? So he answers. The Zer Yitzchak answers. They were nizer on Tumas Ochlin. Even though there was no way, it's all fake, it's all not true, but they were nizer on Tumas Ochlin. The Magen Avraham says, Halacha l'maisa, something I don't think anybody does, never anybody that does this, the Mishnah Berurah does not quote this, so obviously he does quote, not this one, that during a Aseret Yemei Tshuva, you should be nizer in Tumas Ochlin. You hear that? You should be nizer in Tumas Ochlin. Now, Hachol Yisrael, you should be nizer, and you know, Pas Yisrael, all these things, good thing to pretend, it's a good thing to pretend, that's not really me. The day after Sukkot, I'm not going to do this. But right now, I'm doing it. Said the Magen Avraham, throw in Tumas Ochlin. What? Right. There's a way to do it. Make sure food never gets wet. That's what you can do. That's the Rish Lakish house is like that. Again, it wasn't legitimate because it's all tummy anyway. Everyone's tummy mate. When Rish Lakish was born, somebody had someone help his mother have a baby. Probably that person wants to touch Rish Lakish, he became tummy mate. That person was tough. No paraduma. You can't get out of it. Everyone's tummy mate, right? So Rish Lakish was tummy mate anyway. However, so the doctor touched him. When the doctor was born, the doctor touched him. Going back, never a paraduma. Everybody's tummy mate. Everyone checks someone else. Goes back till whenever the paraduma stops. Everyone's tummy mate. No one can get out of that. Right? Nobody can't be. Even if you're born alone, your mother touches you. right? So everyone's talking to me. Nevertheless, there's an Indian to pretend that you're holding from Hilchas Tumah, Hilchas Tahira, because it's a Milo. That's what the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham do the same thing. So that's make Tshuva. Why not?
I never met anyone does that.
Nobody does that. But this is very interesting. I mentioned it. Okay. Anyway, that was his question. So Amalei in a Matama. Nah, it's not Matama. In a Matama lay Lematatene Rabbeinu. You taught us Elush Arosehen Kibisran. Don't we have a mission that says these are the things that are like a hide? Bar Harosh Shal Egal Hara, and that's on the list.
It's on the list.
Amalei Al Tikni Tani. Don't bother me with Mishnayos. Balash and Yachar Ani Shon Osa. I hold Madat Yachar. The Tanya, we're going to have a brayta now that says, Hashochet et ha'ola, back to Piggle. If somebody sets an ola, lahakdir kizayis me'or shetachat ha'alya chutzum komo, to shecht, while he's shechting an ola, he has in mind, I'm going to burn a kizayis of the alya, under the alya, which is considered basar. Chutzum komo, puzzle ve'ebo karech, chutzum zvano Piggle ve'chavet of karech. Notice, from the Mishnah, they had mentioned 10 things. It's the only thing on this list. Just the Aliyah. Why? Because only the Aliyah has the din of Basar. Not everything else on the list. Elazar ben Yehuda ish Abil of Omar Mishum of Yaakov v'chin hoy. The tail, right. Right. So the halacha is, Piggle only applies by things that are edible. Right? So the horn, not Piggle. So right, that's his point. The only thing on the list is what about the rack of the roach, the soft head? Don't eat it. That's what he said. I don't hold.
Elazar ben Yehuda ish avilum omar mishum Yaakov v'chein hayyav shir ben Yehuda ish ikum omar mishum of Shimon. Echad ar prasos, the echad ar harosh al egal harach, the echad ar shakad alya, v'chal shemona chachamim gavitoma sarasein kibitzron.
And anything else the chachamim said that the hide is like the flesh. Lahavi Ar Shal Beis Haboshes, to include the R of the womb. Why is it on the list? And everything else, because the answer is, Rashi explained, because Ola can only be a male. Only a female has. Only females have wombs. So that's why it's not on the list. So we include anything else to include if it would be a female. So what do you see? That the Mishnah holds like Eliezer ben Yehuda. All these things are on the list. And said Rabbi Yochanan, I hold as the Das Yochin. That what? Because Hatarakama. That nothing's on the list except for the tail. Okay? Next. Or Beis HaProsos. My Beis HaProsos. What is that? Rav Amar Beis HaProsos Mamish. Mamish the hoof. Rabbi Yehuda Bechina Amar Rechuba Hadam Keratin Amrosh. It's not the hoof. It's the, what's it called? The joint that sold, it generally was sold with the head. We had a reason why they would sell that part with the head. In other words, it's more meat. It's more flesh than just the hoof. It's considered more. That's very soft. And that, how long it is, that fire is in a bustle. Okay. Next. Or Bahanaka, Tadarabanan. Okay, the Torah says like this. Ready for this pasuk? It says like this. V'zeh lechem ha'tameh b'sharet b'sharet ha'al oret. Ha'choled ha'achbar ha'tav l'minehu. There are three mentions. Then it says the word Leminehu. Then it says, Hanaka Kara Halta Chomadin Sim Shemet. Then it says five. It says three, the word Leminehu, five more. Then it says, Eilahat Tameyim Lachem Bechol HaSheret Kol Nageb Otsiz Bad Arim. These are the Shirasim that you could become Tamei for. So, says the Gemara, now, the Mishnah said, Which of the Shmona Shratzim have Tumma? Which of the Shmona Shratzim, the hide is very soft? Which one? So the Mishnah says, the Anaka Korach Alta Nechomet. Pair four out of the eight. Okay? Says the Gemara like this. Har Anaka, Tadarabanan. It says, Hatameyim. Hatameyim. Larabot, Oroteyim Kibisran. To include the hide has the same din as the meat. And Tosas asks. A few days ago, we said, from the word hatameim, we learn out that the juice, the liquid of the animal, of the sharet, is the same din. Then I'm learning out something else? How does that work? Okay. Yachal afilu kulan. I would think all eight. Talmud Lomar, Eile. No, it says Eile. Only some. These, only some. Va'ela kula ktibbe. But Eile, but the word Eile said by all of them. Amarav. Amarav. Liminehu hipsika inyan. No, Liminehu breaks them up. Okay? We had three, Liminehu and five. So the word Liminehu breaks them up. So then wait a minute. But our Mishnah had four. Now we're saying that five are included. Right, so why why are we saying Liminehu only after three? What about the other five? Doesn't make sense. Oh, so the Gemara doesn't assume that. The Gemara assumes the Mishnah said four. And now we really have five on the list. So the Gemara asks, Lechav Nami Tin Shemet. What about Tin Shemet? But why isn't that in the Mishnah? It's one of the five. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Rav Tanahu. Rav is a Tana. V'tani Tin Shemet. And he adds Tin Shemet. Or Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, I don't know what the Tshuva is about, but he says over here, this is not the classic thing of Rav Tanahu Upolis. Because, say that in the Gemara. What does it say? It says Rav Tanahu. It doesn't mean it's a Tana. It means, by the way, the Moshe said that we'll never say Rav Tanahu on a bright one. We'll only say it on a Mishnah. Interesting. That's true, I don't know if it's true. Whenever the Gemara says Rav Tanahu, it's only on a Mishnah. Not on a bright one. Here, it's a bright one. What it means is, Rav had an alternative Brisa, or an alternative Mishnah that included the words in Shemet. Exactly. But Tana Didon, lo Tana to Shemet. And Iron Mishnah doesn't mention it. You're right. Armor of Sheish is Braid of Edi. Tana Didon, Savalak of Yehuda. Azal Basar Gishta. Because we held that you go after how you feel, how you touch it. Is it very, very hard? Is it, you know, crazy hard? If it's crazy hard, it's not Basar. The Gishta, the Halta, Kaviplugi, and the argument on the Halta, does the Halta have, is it soft or not? Two more lines. The Kulan She'ibdan. So what did we say? We said if you work in it, you remove the status of Basar. Why? Because you worked on it. Hilech e, lo hilech lo. That means if you worked on it, yeah, if you didn't work on it, no. But Tani Rebchia, Ozen Chamar, the ear of a donkey, which we assume is Tameh, because it's dead. Shel Tala, the Kupaso. That you use, what does that mean? To stuff up a hole? Stuff up a basket. Tahora. Right? It's Tahora. What's the kasha? Why is it Tahora? Because you did a mitzvah with it. Right? Even if you don't do any hilech, you still did a mitzvah with it. So Gemara says, that's not a kasha. Tila, if you use it, afagav, delo hilech, then of course it's going to be, the tumah is going to go away. Lo tila. But if you didn't, use it. Then, hilech in, if you work on it, yes. Lo hilech lo. If you don't work on it, no. Okay? We'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow. Do I want to say Kaddish?